NewsRamp Technology Podcast, Friday evening, May 8th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Tiny Gems Breaks, Frontieris North America Inc., advancing FAS Form TM for domestic feedstock-driven energy production. Frontieris North America Inc. is advancing its FAS Form TM technology for domestic feedstock-driven energy production. The company's CEO, Matt McKean, describes FAS Form as a solid carbon fractionation process that breaks down coal into valuable products like ultra-low sulfur diesel, naphtha, and industrial chemicals. This innovative approach aims to revolutionize coal utilization with zero waste and no emissions, all sourced from American soil.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OpFi Inquo. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on OpFi Inquo, highlighting its shift towards a bank-enabled, deposit-funded model through the pending BNCC acquisition. Despite lower originations, revenue and receivables grew, supported by credit discipline. The pending acquisition is expected to drive significant EPS accretion. Product and technology investments are expected to drive growth in 2026. Stonegate Capital Partners provides investor relations and equity research services for public companies. Taxing oil profits could help fund energy transition. A U.S.-South Israeli military strike on Iran has led to a surge in oil and gas prices globally, boosting energy companies' profits. Advocacy groups are pushing for governments to tax these gains for clean energy and household relief. Turbo Energy SA is among the businesses implementing renewable energy programs. For more updates, visit greenenergystocks.com. I supported wearables, open new opportunities in healthcare. Advances in AI have opened up new opportunities for healthcare wearables to provide clinicians with actionable insights. Companies like Apple Inc. are well-positioned to capitalize on this trend. Trillion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focusing on top companies, offering access to various wire solutions and syndication services. For more information, visit trilliondollarclub.net.
DOJ announces task force to combat tech tiv and fraud in healthcare. The DOJ has unveiled a task force to combat tech-driven fraud in the healthcare system, focusing on California, Arizona, and Nevada. Investigations will target fraudulent schemes, particularly those involving digital health firms. This initiative aims to address issues within the system by dismantling fraudulent activities, providing legitimate actors like Asaiva Health with an improved chance of success.
EVs take 98% share of new car registrations in Norway in April. Norway saw a remarkable 98.6% share of new passenger car registrations being electric vehicles in April, surpassing the previous record of 98.4%. Out of 11,103 registrations, 10,952 were fully electric, with only 87 diesel and 31 petrol vehicles. This trend could lead to increased sales for companies like Massimo Group in the future. Mission IR news breaks. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. reports record Q1 revenue, earnings, and cash flow. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. announced record first quarter financial results, including $901 million in revenue, $582 million in net earnings, and $766 million in operating cash flow. The company delivered 212,000 attributable gold equivalent ounces, increased its quarterly dividend by 18%, and ended the quarter with a cash balance of $2.20 billion. Wheaton also advanced growth through new agreements in Peru, Australia, and Canada.
Green Energy Breaks. American Fusion Inc. advances 5MW Texitron pre-production unit toward testing. American Fusion Inc. has made significant progress with its 5MW Texitron pre-production unit as fabrication partners in Odessa, Texas, complete the structural frame. This milestone marks the company's transition from prototype development to integrated system assembly and controlled testing. The unit will undergo further integration work before being shipped to the Fort Worth facility for system testing, diagnostics, validation, and safety evaluations.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on BlackSky Technology, Inc. one quarter. 26 showed a clear Gen 3 commercialization trend with increased sovereign contract adoption and raised FY26 revenue and Adjusted EBITDA guidance. The quarter highlighted the expansion to 4 satellites, enabling daily revisit rates for 35 centimeters imagery globally. Management's focus on recurring subscription services and operational efficiency positions BKSI strongly in the commercial geospatial intelligence sector.
Investor News Breaks, Redwood AI Corp., Frankfurt, Y0NWKNA422EZ, appoints public safety and defense advisor. Redwood AI Corp. announced the appointment of Dr. Matthew A. Roberts as public safety and defense advisor, expanding its AI-powered chemical synthesis platform, Reactosphere. The company also extended its market awareness and corporate communications engagement with a budget of CAD $900,000. For more information, visit Redwood AI's website.
Spark AI, Inc., positioned to capitalize on the rise of GPS-denied autonomous warfare. Spark AI, Inc. is at the forefront of capitalizing on the rise of GPS-denied autonomous warfare. With conflicts driving the shift towards low-cost drone warfare, traditional navigation systems are becoming unreliable. Spark AI's technology offers precise target acquisition without GPS reliance, meeting a critical battlefield need. The company is emerging as a key player in the evolving defense ecosystem, adapting to the changing landscape of modern warfare.
Investor News Breaks, SKYX Platforms Corp. to host corporate update in Q1 2026 results call, May 11th. SKYX Platforms Corp. will hold a corporate update conference call on May 11th, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The call will feature founder and executive chairman Ronnie Cohen, CEO Lenny Sokolow, President Steve Schmidt, and CFO Mark Boisseau discussing new developments, a Q1 2026 business overview, and financial results. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks, Aragenix Inc., NYSE American, OGEN, signs LOIT. GOIS Technology from Sigyn Therapeutics, Technology from Sigyn Therapeutics, Oragenix Inc., NYSE American, GA. OG has signed a letter of intent with Sigyn Therapeutics Inc. to license its cardiodialysis TM blood purification technology. This agreement will allow Oragenix to develop and commercialize the technology for traumatic brain injury and chronic neurodegenerative diseases. The move complements Oragenix Phase 2A intranasal neurosteroid candidate ONP-002, offering a dual modality approach targeting inflammation on both sides of the blood-brain barrier.
Mission IR News Breaks, Data Vault AI Inqua, evaluating dividend spinout of Acoustic Sciences Division into API Media. Data Vault AI is considering a dividend spin-out of its Acoustic Sciences division into a new public company called API Media. With the proposed NASDAQ ticker symbol DADIADO, this move aims to separate acoustic technologies and live events operations from the AI-driven data business. The transaction is subject to board approval, definitive agreements, regulatory approvals, and other closing conditions, allowing shareholders to receive shares of API Media as a dividend while enabling independent growth strategies for both businesses.
A News Breaks, Knight Food Holdings spotlighted an AE Newswire coverage of expanding service robotics market. Knight Food Holdings was featured in AE Newswire for its focus on scalable AI-driven robotics systems in response to the expanding service robotics market. The editorial highlighted the company's strategic collaborations and innovative approach to meet the growing global demand for automation across various industries like healthcare, logistics, and hospitality.
Investor news breaks. Nextplat Corp. NASDAQ, NXPL, NXPLW to report first quarter 2026 financial results on May 14. Nextplat Corp., a global consumer products and services company, will report its first quarter 2026 financial results on May 14. The company offers healthcare and technology solutions through e-commerce and retail channels. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Biomed news breaks. Heartbeam Inc. expands Concierge cardiology footprint with Accolere Health Agreement. Heartbeam Inc. has signed a commercial agreement with Accolere Health, a Beverly Hills-based Concierge medical practice, to expand its footprint into Southern California. This move complements the company's presence in New York Metro, Dallas, and South Florida as it progresses with the commercialization of its cable-free 3D CG technology for remote cardiac monitoring and preventive cardiology. Hantavirus fatalities on cruise ship draw attention to this little-known infection. A cruise ship, MV Hondius, is in the spotlight after three fatalities from a hantavirus outbreak. With concerns rising, many are seeking information on this little-known infection. Companies like CoDiagnostics Inc. are crucial in developing diagnostic systems to address such risks. Stay informed about hantaviruses and how to protect yourself in case of infection.
Network news breaks. Perpetuals.com Limited files patent application for Bayes Shield AI decision routing system. Perpetuals.com Limited has filed a U.S. South patent application for Bayes Shield AI, a system that determines the best AI model or human expert for specific decisions in real time. This technology has broad applications in finance, cybersecurity, healthcare, and legal analysis, aiming to overcome reliability and risk control challenges in enterprise adoption of agentic AI systems.
GameStop makes unexpected $55 billion, $500 million bid to acquire eBay. GameStop has made a surprising move by offering $55.50 billion to acquire eBay, one of the world's oldest and most well-known online marketplaces. The offer, which was not requested by eBay, has quickly drawn global attention and could reshape the future of both companies if it succeeds. Leading players like Alibaba Group Holding Limited in the e-commerce space will be watching. A comparison of ownership costs between used EVs and gas cars. Used electric vehicle sales are on the rise, closing in on prices of gas cars. In March, sales surged by 27.7% compared to last year and 53.9% from February, driven by a wave of vehicles coming off leases between late 2022 and 2023. Companies like Massimo Group are increasing EV availability, potentially reducing ownership costs. How homeowners, renters could benefit from balcony solar. Rooftop solar panels are found in just 5% to 7% of American households due to high installation costs, building constraints, and landlord restrictions. A smaller scale alternative, known as plug-in or balcony solar, is drawing attention as a more accessible option. As more families acquire these systems, solar energy companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. could come up with variations designed to meet the needs of different sizes of families.
Tech media breaks. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. has launched its enterprise automation division under the brand TechForce Robotics, expanding its AI and robotics platform. The division will focus on providing automation solutions for industries like hospitality, healthcare, logistics, and advanced manufacturing. This move is part of the company's growth strategy to advance artificial intelligence, robotics, and automation technologies.
Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. files patent applications for voice-based intoxication detection. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. has filed patent applications for voice-based intoxication detection, unveiling 15 AI-driven discoveries. The technology analyzes speech patterns to estimate drug and alcohol impairment without physical samples. Targeting mining and aviation sectors initially, the platform's applications extend to call centers, law enforcement, and mental health screening. The global drug and alcohol testing market is projected to reach $4.20 billion by 2033. Investor news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. receives FDA clearance for depression and suicidality trial. NRx Pharmaceuticals has received FDA clearance to begin a phase 2 to 3 clinical trial for NRx-101 in patients with treatment-resistant major depressive disorder and suicidality. The trial will evaluate the drug in combination with transcranial magnetic stimulation and is set to enroll 240 participants across various treatment facility sites. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Frontieras, North America, is revolutionizing coal with its FASS-Form technology, which deconstructs coal into high-value fuels and industrial products without burning it. This breakthrough process aims to provide abundant, affordable energy solutions and create diverse revenue streams from coal. With coal still dominating global electricity generation, Frontieras' innovative approach could reshape the future of energy production.
Biomed news breaks, AI meets multiomics. iCardioDiagnostics Holdings, Inc. targets earlier, more precise cardiac insights. CardioDiagnostics Holdings aims to revolutionize cardiovascular disease management with AI and multiomic biomarkers for more precise insights. By analyzing genetic and epigenetic data, the company's platform translates molecular signals from blood samples into actionable information for earlier intervention and targeted treatment planning. This innovative approach addresses the challenge of silent disease progression, offering personalized care strategies. Learn more at https://ibn.fm/z5q1l.
Biomed news breaks, Ontoletic Therapeutics, Inc. completes $12,500,000 N2B asset transfer to Lunai Bioworks, granting global rights to its N2B delivery system IP in biodefense in Alzheimer's disease fields. The agreement aims to develop CNS-targeted therapeutics, leveraging the N2B platform for intranasal delivery to the central nervous system. Lunai Bioworks will focus on biodefense and Alzheimer's, while Oncotelic retains rights for Parkinson's disease and sexual dysfunction indications.
Network news breaks. Masimo Group launches Sentinel 770 HDACU TV, targets $10 million revenue in 2026. Masimo Group has unveiled its new Sentinel 770 HVACU TV, now available for pre-orders and initial dealer orders. With integrated heating and cooling, this model aims to fill a gap in the UTV market by offering climate control below $20,000. The company anticipates the Sentinel line to bring in around $10 million in revenue by 2026. Catering to consumer, commercial, fleet, agricultural, and municipal buyers.
AAA tests E versus ability to handle hot weather. Electric vehicles were put to the test by the American Automobile Association, AAA, to see how they handle high temperatures. The results show that while heat does impact performance, it is manageable. This research provides valuable insights for companies like Masimo Group to consider as EV technology continues to improve, making them more reliable in all weather conditions. Service robotics rise transforms how businesses operate. Service robotics are transforming how businesses operate worldwide as organizations embrace automation to address workforce shortages and efficiency challenges. Market projections estimate significant growth from $31 billion in 2026 to over $131 billion by 2034. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., known as TechForce Robotics, is strategically positioning itself in this sector with real-world deployment and collaborations. Industry leaders like NVIDIA Corporation Tesla Inc., and Amazon.com Inc. are also driving advancements in AI-driven robotics.
Investor news breaks. Knight Food Holdings Inc. positions for growth in expanding AI-driven service robotics market. Knight Food Holdings Inc. is strategically positioning itself in the expanding AI-driven service robotics market. With a focus on real-world deployment and strategic collaborations, the company is targeting hospitality, service, and biotech pharma environments through a robotics-as-a-service model. As the industry shifts towards practical, in-market deployment, Knight Food is advancing partnerships and infrastructure development to support global expansion within this growing sector.
Tech Media Breaks Data Vault AI Inc. announces $60 million registered direct offering. Data Vault AI announced the closing of its registered direct offering of approximately 109.1 million shares, generating gross proceeds of about $60 million. The company plans to use the net proceeds for deployment of its quantum-ready GPU edge network, infrastructure build-out, equipment, working capital, and general corporate purposes. Titan Partners acted as the sole placement agent for the offering.
Investor news breaks. Medwell I, Inc. reports Q1 2026 results, revenue growth, and reduced losses. Medwell I, Inc. announced its Q1 2026 results, showing significant revenue growth and reduced losses. The company reported total revenue of $618,676 for the quarter, up from $281,318 in the prior year, with a net loss reduced to $227,939. Medwell AI reaffirmed its full-year revenue guidance of $2.30 million and outlined plans for strategic acquisitions to expand its AI-driven B2B pharma procurement operations.
Aclarion announces inducement grant to new commercial director, Western U.S. Aclarion Inc. announced an inducement grant to Daniel Keefe, the new commercial director, Western U.S. The grant includes an option to purchase 17,000 shares of Aclarion's common stock. The stock option has specific vesting terms over 4 years, contingent on Mr. Keefe's continued service with the company. This grant aligns with Aclarion's growth strategy amid increasing demand for its Gnosis and platform.
Recognition of excellence at the Government Center. Miami-Dade County honors Rafael Donadio for national security and technological sovereignty. Miami-Dade County honored Rafael Donadio for his exceptional work in cybersecurity and national security at the Government Center. Commissioner Karen Diaz-Granados presented him with a certificate of recognition for his leadership in protecting critical infrastructure and government entities. Donadio's expertise in cybersecurity and technological sovereignty has made him a strategic asset for the United States, particularly in safeguarding public institutions and Florida school districts.
Investor News Breaks Information Services Group rings NASDAQ closing bell to mark 20th anniversary. Ed said, Information Services Group will ring the NASDAQ closing bell on May 5th, 2026, at the NASDAQ market site in New York to celebrate its 20th anniversary. The company has evolved into an AI-centered technology research and advisory firm with 1,500 professionals serving over 900 clients globally. For more details, visit the company's website.
Tech Media Breaks, SkyX Platforms Corp. to deploy smart technologies in French hotel renovation. Tech Media Breaks reports that SkyX Platforms Corp. is set to deploy smart home and building technologies in the renovation of the Grand Hotel du Parc in La Bourgogne, France. The project with Group OTT will include thousands of lighting and safety units in a three-phase plan. For more information, visit SkyX Platforms Corp's website. A news breaks. Mind Bio Therapeutics Corp, CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF develops cross-language AI model for intoxication detection. Mind Bio Therapeutics Corp, CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt WF6, OTCQB. MemBQIF has unveiled a language-agnostic AI speech model to detect drug and alcohol intoxication across multiple languages. This innovation aims to enhance scalable, non-invasive testing for industries requiring high-volume safety screening.
Investor News Breaks A2Z Cust 2Mate Solutions Corp. expands retail media with new brand advertising agreements. A2Z Cust 2Mate Solutions Corp. expands retail media with new brand advertising agreements, including Under Armour, Santa Barbara Polo Club, Slazenger, Rolex, and Swiss Brand, on its smart car platform in Israel. This move supports the growth of its retail media division and enhances the monetization of its in-store media network. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Breaks, Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt, 50V0 to attend Soft Week 2026. Tech Media Breaks, Spark AI Inc. is set to participate in Soft Week 2026 in Tampa from May 18th to 21st. The company will focus on business development, partner engagement, and advancing the commercialization of its Overwatch GPS-denied navigation platform. Spark AI also plans to expand its team in the U.S., South, and Australia with a cash position exceeding $3 million. SkyX will deploy its technologies in its first European hotel during a master renovation of the Grand Hotel du Parc, a historical hotel in La Bourboule, France. Part of Group OTT, SkyX Technologies will deploy its advanced smart technologies in the historical Grand Hotel du Parc in La Bourboule, France, as part of a master renovation project. The renovation includes rooms, suites, bars, restaurants, spa, gym, and more. SkyX and Group OTT plan to collaborate on additional hotels, aiming to revolutionize the hotel industry with time and cost-saving game-changing technologies.
Consumer electronics face chip shortages as AI data centers proliferate. Makers of consumer electronics, like laptops and smartphones, are grappling with chip shortages due to the surge in chip demand from AI data centers. Despite the different chip requirements, companies like Broadcom Inc. are thriving, providing software solutions to the booming data center industry. Trillion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focusing on top companies, offering a wide array of tailored corporate communication solutions.
HeartBeam Inc. tackles heart disease with next-generation ECG solutions. HeartBeam Inc. is tackling heart disease with its next-generation ECG solutions. The company aims to transform how ECG data are collected and used through its innovative HeartBeam system. With cardiovascular disease remaining a major global health challenge, HeartBeam's technology is positioned to improve how cardiac conditions are identified and monitored, addressing the persistent gaps in early detection. Learn more about this initiative on the company's newsroom website. Planet Ventures Inc. positions itself for the next phase of commercial space infrastructure expansion as the industry shifts focus from launches to sustaining operations in orbit. The concept of space infrastructure gains importance. With investments in orbital energy and space robotics, Planet Ventures aims to be at the forefront of this transition. Stay updated on their latest news at the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.